Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Pleasure seekers, welcome to another episode. Houston, we have a problem. We have a major problem. My pussy is broken. My pum pum is broken. I don't know what I'm going to do to fix it, but it's sad for me to announce the kitty cat is broken. And I'm going to tell y'all why it's broken right after I play this ad. Y'all know I have to play the ad. So right after I play this ad, I'm coming back to tell y'all why my pussy is out of commission. Okay, I'm back. Here's the issue, my people. And this is a safe space. I know y'all don't judge me. I don't judge you. And I feel like we're friends. And you will all understand the Rona caused my pussy to break. Like, what is sex? Who remembers what sex is? It's like we went from hot girl summer to celibacy. We went from hot girl summer out in these streets to locked up in the house, and you can't even get a one-night stand. You can't even call that person for a quickie. You can't, like, all right, so let me tell y'all what happened, right? And don't laugh at me. Like, I feel like somebody just chuckled. Don't laugh. So let me tell y'all what happened. So, you know, last year with a pandemic panorama, whatever we want to call it, right, happened. Now, it happened at the beginning of 2020. We all thought we were just going to be on lockdown for a couple of weeks. They're going to figure out what this shit is. And we move on with our life, right? So we thought, here we are, 2021. She's still here. Right? Now, I feel like I feel like this got to be a man. The pandemic is a man, for sure. Like a regular nigga out there in the streets that just don't want to leave a woman alone. Yeah. But anywho, so let me tell y'all what happened, right? Back to my story. Last year, y'all knew I was, you know, I went out, explored, but y'all know I always practice safety, whatever, whatever. The last time I played last year, so let me tell y'all what happened. I played in like February. It was cool. Somebody, it was all right, right? Early part of last year. Great. Panorama hit, right? Pandemic came. And my energy, so my sexual energy, right, was put into something else. So I focused. I don't know, these creative juices come out of me. I didn't mean to use the word juices, but y'all know what I mean. So creatively, my sexual energy went into creating, right? I launched the candles. Oh, by the way, this weekend with the candles, by the time y'all listen to this. So we're now in the last weekend of the month of January. And is buy one, get one 50% off on the candle website, which is thesimplepleasurescandle.com. thesimplepleasurescandle.com. And I ship worldwide. Okay, that was a plug. Anywho, creatively, my sexual energy went into that. And also, you know, the Rona was here. We were also, like, captivated by the Rona. I live in the United States, and we know the government just didn't give a fuck about us. So we were just all stressed out. So I didn't even have time to think about sex. I tried to masturbate during that time. It really didn't help me. I mean, it helped a little for, like, 2.5 seconds, but then Rona was still here. So my energy went into, you know, candles and my health business, right? And it's like working out, and I had to put my energy in other things. Then bam, my birthday came around, and yes, I did get me some birthday sex. So that was over the summer, but don't worry, it was with somebody I trusted. So it's not like I was just out in these streets risking my life to get a nut off in the midst of Rona. No, I wasn't doing it. So here I am at the end of the year, right? I was like, damn, bitch. Dang. The panache only got fun twice. I'm like, who am I becoming? So, y'all, the other night, let me tell y'all what happened. The other night, I'm in here in my house chilling because, shit, where else where the fuck would I be, right? So, I'm like, girl, your pum pum haven't been blessed in a long time. You have nobody to bless it, right? The person you would like to bless it, nowhere close, right? So, bitch, go bless it yourself. So, I grabs the toys, y'all. I grabs the toys. And let me tell you, it took me so long to bust a nut. Usually, I grab my toys, I plug her in, because I use the wand that you plug into the wall. It has 12 modes, and she a beast, right? I only go up to the second mode, because that's all I need, right? She's a beast. Then if I really want to be creative, then I will grab the other toy, just like the regular rabbit one, and I use both of them. So I grabbed the wand, right? I need to name her. So anywho, I grabbed her, plugged her in, rest her on the clip. And I'm laying there like, what's happening? Why is it so hard for me to bassinet? Normally, I plug her in, I turn it on, bam. I didn't even need porn, right? I just have that one thought. I just lock in on one particular thought of a person at a moment, and I'm good. Y'all, I was in here like, this cannot be life. So then, I reach for the porn. And I have a favorite one on Pornhub that I like to watch because it has double penetration. And I just type in double penetration, and it comes up, and I go, that, listen, y'all, it took me about, I'll say, like 10 minutes. It has never taken me that long. And it wasn't like a hard come where I was squirting and oozing out. That didn't even happen. This is how I know my pussy is broken. And that's why I say my pussy is broken. Don't laugh. I feel like somebody just chuckled. Feel my pain here. At this point, I'm celibate. At this point, I am celibate and rich. That's it. I am just going to be celibate and run my businesses, and that's it. Like, I can't, because my pom-pom is broken. I can't masturbate. Am I the only one out here having this issue? No, I'm not. So I found an article, and the title of the article is Celibacy Can Be Erotic and Radical. Now, the subtitle says, pandemic isolation may be beneficial in helping us get in touch with our truest sexual desires. See, now, let me tell you about this. Just the title alone had me like, oh, fuck no. No. I'm already in touch with my true sexual desires, right? I'm already in touch with the girl, okay? I'm already in touch with the queen and who she is and her sexual desires. I'm in touch with her, okay? I didn't need the pandemic to disrupt my kitty cat. Now, I have gone a long time without sex. Don't get me wrong. I have. This is not the first time I've gone, you know, a long time. I have. But as far as it's like not even being able to masturbate, my pom-pom is broken. My pom-pom is really broken. So the article was just like, remember sex? You know, like, what's that? You know, like, what the fuck? So it really went into the whole thing about, you know, just now with the pandemic, a lot of people are more focused on their mental health and their self-care, protecting their energy. And they're into this, you know, celibacy thing now. They're really not hopping in the clubs and in the beds and all these things. But I'm just like, weren't y'all doing that before? Like, I was doing that before, right? I was doing that before. I was very, you know, mindful because I understand sex is a transfer of energy. And that's where people fuck up. Sex is really, truly a transfer of energy. But I didn't need the pandemic to come and fuck shit up for me. Like, so like, oh my God, like, I feel like I want to cry. But the article kept saying, went on to say, an orgasm is easy to come by even if we get there alone. And how they also said the sex toy sales are booming. Celibacy can be the catalyst that we as women occasionally need to switch our focus from pleasing others to pleasing ourselves. Listen, I was always pleasing myself. I always take care of me, okay? So, it said, but sometimes stepping away from the substance of sex can bring us closer to its essence, leading us to discover the erotic in everyday life. Several years ago, for example, I walked into a salsa studio expecting to learn a new style of dance, only to find a new form of intimacy with playful flirtation and friendly touch. Listen, girl, I want to talk to the girl that wrote this article, because I'm just like, this whole disruption did not have to happen for you to get to this point. Y'all, don't laugh. I am really going through it, because the mere fact that I cannot masturbate is really bothering me. Abstaining from sex is really, it is really, really also good for your soul. I understand it. It is a form. It is a form of like detoxing. It's like a spiritual detox when you do like decide to be celibate. It really clears your thoughts, and you get to, like I said earlier, you put that energy into other things, especially us as women. One of our chakras. I can't think straight, because now I'm thinking about the fact that I can't go masturbate. But the one down there near our womb, down there around there, like circular plex, like, y'all don't stress me right now. That one, like, our energy as women, our creativity. If we cannot execute our creativity, it develops into a sexual energy. And that's when, you know, we're horny all the time. And, you know, our focus is that we just want to get a nut off. So, yes, if you willfully decide to take a break from sex, sex with others, sex with yourself, it really does provide clarity, right? But that's if you decide. I did not decide to be in this predicament. The disruption did this for me. I like the fact that I was able to focus on business. Yes, I'm grateful I birthed two businesses. And I put a lot of energy in it, right? It's honestly like to the point where sometimes I don't even, dang, I can't even lie to y'all. Like, I don't even think about sex. I can't say I sit and get horny. But it's just that one night, and it was like, damn, I'm just going to get like, girl, I'm going to bless you. Like, come here, pum pum. Let me love on you, because you are mine and I love you, right? That was all that was. I just really wanted to have a bonding moment with her, because I feel like I neglected her, right? I'm not loving her. Nobody else is loving her right now. I only love her when you're in the shower every day when I will give her a good wash. Back to the article, it was saying, you know, celibacy is a part of power. It is a part of a woman owning her body again, commanding what she wants. That's cute. You know, I've always preached to, you know, embrace your sexual truth, desires, and all that good stuff, because, you know, reality is, the pum pum is our pum pum. You know, it's ours. Nobody else's. It's ours. Period. And we should own that and walk in that. Yes. Love our body. Yes. Command respect. Yes. But God damn it, we don't need to be celibate for all that. Some women have to be. Some women don't need to be. I don't need to be celibate. to command and love me. I really don't. So I will definitely keep y'all posted on if my pom-pom starts working again. I spoke to one of my friends and she was like, oh, you just need a yoni bath and, you know, get the herbs cleansing it and it was stimulated and all that. No, I just want to grab my fucking toy, plug her in, lay on my back, rest it on my clits and go to town on me. Like, I should not have to go do a yoni bath and all that to revive her. Oh my God, y'all, what if I have the opportunity to really get some, right? She's just not gonna work. I'm gonna need to have a nice powwow with her. Can somebody hit me up if you are out there in these streets having the same issues? Like, if you are out here and your pom-pom is broken because the pandemic disrupted your sexual play, please let me know. I want to know that I'm not the only one that feels like she's just gone. The pandemic took my pom-pom. This is not okay. And that I'm not even worried about, like, messing with anybody because, like I said, y'all know I always preach about sex is a transfer of energy. As much as I've done so many episodes talking about sex and my experiences and all that good stuff, I wasn't out here in these streets. I'm a picky-ass bitch. Like, not everybody gonna run up in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I've been around the block. Yes, I am seasoned. Yes, I have a vast experience in a lot of areas. However, you know, I wasn't just hopping from thing to thing. You know, sex is very powerful. And I operate on very high vibration and frequency, and I see people's spirit and I read people's energy. Energy is a big thing for me. So if your energy's off, oh my God, why would I lay with you? Oh my God, I don't want that. Because again, sex is the transfer of energy. So I have always been very, 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 very selective with who I lay with. So all right, that is all. I really just wanted to share that with y'all to let y'all know I am heartbroken. All right. So if you are in this space where I am in, where you are a single girl in these streets, you're not on the app, you know, getting quick booty calls, right? You're not out here on these dating apps getting quick booty calls, and then also you can't masturbate either. Like, slide in my DM. Let me know I have company. Let me know I am not the only one that feels this way. Just let me know. Just let me know. Okay? All right. So, I'm gonna go. But before I go, I want y'all to know that February 14th will be something special. So now, because you are amazing listeners, you will get to find out what it is on February 12th. Okay? That episode I'm releasing February 12th. You will know what it is. You get to purchase it before it drops on social media. I might move that up and give y'all access to it a week before social media. I'm not sure yet. So maybe next week. I don't know. Y'all just have to stay tuned. But definitely make sure you're following me on Instagram, because one of the announcement is gonna be sick. So yeah, it might both drop on the same day, February 12th. It will definitely be a special announcement on the Instagram pages and also on the podcast at the same time. But for the listeners, I might give y'all a special discount or something. I have to try and work out the logistics of that. But either way, something dope is happening next month, and I'm so excited for it. I actually wanted to do it last year, and you know, the pandemic snatched that out of my lap, but I want to put it on the back burner, and it is here, y'all. It is done. I'm excited, and I can't wait for y'all to get it. So make sure you're following the Instagram pages, Her Pleasure Chest, and my personal page. It's Tashina S. That is ItsTashenaS on Insta. So definitely follow the pages. Slide in my DM and let me know you listen to the podcast. I love hearing from all the pleasure seekers from around the world. You guys are rock. Okay, you guys are motherfucking dope, and I appreciate the support always. So with that said, I am outie. As always, escape the labels and embrace your kink. Be bold, be beautiful, be you. Peace out, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.